Welcome to the Lean Solutions Podcast. This is the podcast that adds value to leaders by helping you improve performance using process improvement solutions with bottom line results. My name is Patrick Adams, and this season, I'll be joined by three other amazing hosts, including Catherine McDonald from Ireland, Andy Ulrich from Australia, and Shane Doffenbaugh from the United States. Join us as we bring you guests and experiences of lean practitioners from all over the world.
This is Katie Anderson, and I'm back here with
Andy Ulrich.
And we are here to practice some Hansei immediately following our 24 hours ago recording of talking about learning and continuing the chain of learning and having had a day of learning together. And Andy, you are the host of our podcast, even though I'm holding the mic, and I will turn it back over to you.
Thanks, Katie. Yeah, we are back. And wow, what a difference 24 hours can make, hey? So yeah, it was really interesting yesterday coming in, and we were talking about what I would expect or what I was hoping to get out of the day. It's probably going to be hard to fit into the next 15, 20 minutes, whatever we've got here. It was just exceptional. And I just think it's been really important for me to come along today and sit in that room with all those people. I just always take away with pride that there's just that many different professions, industries, experiences, backgrounds that can come into one place, and it just goes pop when we get someone like you to facilitate the way you did today. So I guess you might be asking the questions here, Katie. I think I'll throw to you, and if you want to ask me some things about how I went today, and yeah, let's take it for a roll, because it's like literally an hour since we left the venue. So yeah, let's go.
Great. Thanks, Andy. You know, let's first start with this definition of the word Hansei, which is one we covered today. And I by no means believe that anyone needs to use foreign words when they're communicating. I lived in Japan for a period of time, and I've written a book about a Japanese Toyota leader. And I feel like there's some nuances I learned. And this Japanese word Hansei means self-reflection. And it's one that we really don't often take the time to practice because we get caught in this doing. And like, so we have a workshop or we have an experience or we have an event or a project and we're just so focused on the doing. And maybe we do this like brief, you know, plus delta, you know, a quick thing, but really like the deeper reflection is so important. So I want to practice some Hansei here together. It's something we've done throughout the day, and it's part of how I structured my book as well. And first ask you, Andy, there's a lot we did today. What was your key takeaway?
I think the thing that's really stuck with me, at the end of it, you asked us to sum up the day in one word, which was probably one of the hardest things I had to do today. But the word intention, and we went through and we really unpacked what that meant, you know. And I think that for me, I used the word intention and it was around where I saw myself in that room with the experiences that we did. I was reflecting on how I behave, how I believe I lead teams. And it really helped identify that there were some key gaps in how I operate that I needed to be more intentional with, and also recognize that people I work with, for them to see and recognize the intention that I have and where I'm coming from. I think for me, that was the key takeaway. The other phrase that I can't get out of my head is don't be the wolf. I just found that was such a great way to sum up. And I was just sitting there going, oh, that is me when I'm having conversations or I'm engaging with teams to help them solve problems. If I get into that space where I'm asking a question that's also suggesting an answer or steering them and driving them a certain way, use the analogy of a wolf in sheep's clothing. If you're going to try and lead them in a certain way or perhaps suggest what they should do, say to them, I'm going to give you some advice or I'm going to suggest something. So that for me was, yeah, my key takeaway was be more intentional and in a way that people can see and know it. And just tell them what you're going to do. I'm going to do this, or I'm trying to understand. Don't try and cloak it up and try and find another way to do it, because yeah, you can be seen as sneaky, or you'll drive them away from the answer that they have. So maybe long-winded, but as I said, there was a lot that I took away from today. So there you go. Don't be the wolf.
Yeah. So I love that you just brought out two sort of key things that are just have been transformational for me. So one is this concept of intention. And I explained today how when I lived in Japan, I didn't have a business card nor a business logo at that time. And I asked for the word intention to be put on my card. And I came to learn after starting to share this with Japanese people that it was a very powerful word in Japanese, coming from symbols meaning samurai and heart. So the strength of your heart, or kokorozashi, is actually a separate word for the first symbol, and direction. And really, like, both, what's our purpose? What's really the strength of our heart? What's the impact we want to make? And then what are the actions that really align in that direction? So intention equals heart plus direction. So we both have to know, like, who do we want to be and what impact do we want to have? And then, wow, are we really having the behaviors and actions that are really aligned with creating that? So some ahas around that, and then what I call break the telling habit. And I just have a recent podcast episode coming about the story that I shared with you, both about being the wolf in sheep's clothing, about us having all these disguised questions, but they're really like our ideas disguised as the questions. And what I found out that I was like this lion jumping on top of people and literally, like, I don't know, sucking the wind and the life out of them through my enthusiasm and my desire to help and like solve problems and contribute, but was really like not like giving them the space or the opportunity. So much to learn there, but go listen to Chain of Learning to hear my story about that. I think it'll be episode 13.
And what was really cool is I'm a visual person, and we actually had to draw down ourselves around who we are and what we thought our purpose was. So I didn't know that was coming, and I'm not known for my artistic skills. So that was really fun because we had a time box. So it was like, rightio, here we go. You've got X minutes, and everybody drew their pictures. And I thought what I drew down was probably easy to understand, and so did a lot of other people. And it was really funny when we started sharing what our pictures were talking about, is people were going, oh, okay, I took that as this, or, oh, right, actually, you saying that has helped me understand because I was trying to articulate that in my picture. And so there was this really cool back and forth about how we can help each other by just trying to go that deeper layer down instead of, hi, I'm Andy and this is what I do. And it, going into that purpose and trying to draw it on a picture in a short amount of time and then explain it to others, that for me really brought home the power of, hey, even if we've got a standard or we believe we have a certain way of working, there's still things that are open to interpretation, or people will have their own flavor whether they intentionally do that or not. It's having that collaboration and making sure we're out there and present and talking to those people regularly, and that the collaboration is key. So we truly understand how people think, how they see themselves or how they want to be seen, and then through that we can drive that pathway to respect and just seeing it from their side. So, yeah, and that was just another fantastic, very hands-on, quick visual thing. And people were walking away going, gee, we went deep there. I weren't expecting it. So that was cool.
Yeah, so simple, like visuals and sharing what's important about ourselves. We so often stop at like, what's your name? What's your role? You know, what organization are you with? Which we did today as well. But drawing your purpose is so powerful. You know, for those of you curious to learn more about what we did here, I did actually talk about this in much more detail in my own podcast on Chain of Learning, episode 4. And it was interesting. As someone who came to one of the workshops actually just a few days ago in Brisbane said, oh, I listened to your podcast, so I knew about this experience, but actually doing it in person was so different than what I thought. The actual exercise of 10 minutes of drawing what was important to me and how I defined my purpose and then sharing it with other people was so powerful. She's like, oh my gosh, we really did connect, as you just said, Andy, in a really short way on that human level, holding precious what it means to be human. That is the real meaning of respect for people. And so we need to start with that heart and like what's important to us. And then we can work together and collaborate to achieve all those goals. So really important. And I encourage you to, all of you listening, go grab a piece of paper and take 10 minutes and draw what's important to you and how do you understand your purpose right now today, and share it with someone.
100%. And it's just amazing where that led us to then. And we started talking around things about, you know, the interpretation of, and we then looked at some other things, but it drove the discussion to what's that perfect tension that we seek when between leader, team member, coach, all of those places that we were talking about, where we're really there today to learn how to be more effective and recognize some key things that we should do, and also what are the blind spots and opportunities. So there was a really good discussion there around, okay, the rope isn't tight because the leader or the manager's dragging them along. It's that right tension where the people are able to be supported. You're not doing all the work, you're leading them, and then also that you're not letting them go too far that they can fall backwards. And so that was, and it all meant different things to different people, this image. So we had a really deep discussion around, well, I see that as this, or there's that little bit there, and diversity in the room, and people, you could just see the cogs turning over, and people nodding and smiling going, oh, I think I do that a bit too much, or is that me? How do I see myself? So it was just reflection all the way through these prompts and visuals. And again, Katie, you asking those powerful questions, you know the answers. You've been doing this for a long time and you pretty well knew where things might have gone, but you had those techniques and you told us what you were doing afterwards. You said, look, I am intentionally leaving this space for you to think, or there's a reason why I put this pause in deliberately. So it wasn't just like you were doing these activities or things by stealth. You would actually follow up and say, what I just did there, or what I'm about to do. So that helped people really land in that this isn't some magical, mystical game. It's really about, I'm going to share with you how I get this done, or how you can do it with others. So it wasn't all, we have to get Katie to come in every time we want to do something well. It was, you were just handing over this amazing set of skills and approaches. So again, it was just really cool, the diversity in the room. And we had to think, and we had to stop and look back each time. So,
hey everyone, I am sorry to interrupt this episode of the Lean Solutions podcast, but I wanted to take a moment to introduce you to our company, Lean Solutions. We exist to empower and equip people for positive change. We do this through our three pillars, which include training and development, coaching and consulting, and talent solutions. Whether you have specific areas for improvement, or you're not really sure where to start, we can build tailored solutions and provide resources to meet your needs. Send us an email at office@findleansolutions.com to begin your journey towards transformation. Now, back to the show.
I want to call out this thing you just talked about, which I call labeling it. And it's something I learned from one of the most impactful coaches and mentors in my life, Margie Hageny, about describing what you're doing and why. And I really encourage everyone to do this throughout their day as leaders, because we're also trying to model the way, right? And we assume people understand the intention behind our behaviors, and also like, oh yeah, that should make sense. But really, it's not always clear and obvious. And so we're both holding ourselves true to our intention, but we're also being explicit about the reason we're taking actions, the meaning behind it, and also kind of teaching while we're doing as well. And so that's the power of really, you know, modeling and teaching and coaching, both as a facilitator, but also as leaders each and every day. Like, talk about why you're asking open-ended questions. Talk about why you're pausing and maybe not giving the answer right away. It removes the assumptions people might be creating in their mind, and also it's sort of making it easier for people to then say, oh, that's the reason. And maybe that's something I want to take on as well.
Yes, there was a term that was used, and it was own the thinking process, not the thinking. And immediately again, it set off a little bit of an alarm with me, because as someone who facilitates, does some coaching, assists with some problem solving projects, etc., there is that temptation there if things are not going so well, or the room's a little bit stalled, or some of the ideas may not be working effectively or whatever, you feel like you've got to dive in there and solve it for them, just in the essence of speed, or, hey, we've got to walk out of this workshop with the answer. That temptation can be quite distracting. It can actually, as I said, knock the enthusiasm out of the room or steal their ideas from what could be. So I really think on reflection again with that one, I was thinking how often maybe do I try to own the thinking and not just do my job and help own the process around the thinking and helping them to understand and fail and do all those things where they walk out of that workshop, maybe not with the answer, but they've learnt maybe what they need to do next time, or, hey, let's take a pause. We need to actually go away and have a bit more of a think about it. Let's not just rush in to do something. So another slide that is just burned into my memory today.
Yeah, I mean, right, we get so focused on the outcome and like, oh, we need to solve this problem, or like we get this project done. And it's that pause of like, is it the answer to this problem that's the most important, or me having the answer and showing my answer or getting them to the answer right now, or is it the process to get there and I'm trying to develop capability in others? And that's hard. It's really hard, and that's tied to our telling habit, because we want to jump in and help people along. Like, we come from a good place of like wanting to help, but sometimes we're kind of rescuing people too soon because there's that natural inherent struggle that comes in learning. And so it's us getting comfortable with that.
And you nailed it home when you said, you put up that image and you said, if we do that, if we're jumping in and trying to give them the answer, or we're plugging in the solution to what they're trying to solve, who actually ends up owning the problem? And that's the person who's, for example, if I was doing that, then that I become the owner of the problem, and I may even become the issue, because they're kind of like, well, maybe Andy's got that now. Oh, it's Andy's project, or it's Andy's problem. So yeah, if you can look at it in that end-to-end process around what you're trying to drive towards the outcome, it's like, yeah, I could give them the answer now. Maybe even self-interest, you could say, but I'm not going to, because this is their problem to solve. They're the ones who do the work. They're the ones that are there. And I know that if they solve this problem, amazing. That could be the cultural step change that we seek. And if you don't walk through that door sometimes and someone does it for you, yeah, you just don't embed that learning. So again, it's that learning, the chain of learning. I wrote 1,000 notes today, and we got to have this really cool experience where we had to write our credo, which is like I sort of see it as my 10 commandments for being, or the 10 things that I want to do. I actually wrote 12 in a very short amount of time. It was at the end of the day. But one of the ones in line with this was just, it's not all up to me to have the answers. And to be mindful of that is, you've got an army of problem solvers in the room. Why don't you just let the process flow and get them to help you? So the credo was good fun too, because we got to look at Yoshino's credo. We got to see Katie's. It was a really fun activity. Again, very hands-on, and it just made you think and stop and, okay, well, how do I want to behave? How do I want to live? Where do I see my purpose, and what's my intention? So it may sound a bit deep and heading down a bit of a rabbit hole to you guys out there, but I'm telling you, there's power in that, because you can always walk that back a little bit if you do get a bit too radical with it. But it was great. Everybody was there, and they're really putting down how they see what great leadership is. We had an exercise, and Katie could have told us what, here's the top 10 things great leaders do. We flipped that, and we actually had to think about great leaders that we had, and some of the, not what they said, but what they did. And it was all up on the wall for us all to see. Hey, that's what great leadership looks like. You guys know this, right? And for me, I was not looking at one person's face. Like, I've been very fortunate to have some leaders along the way. They're different things that really helped me along the way. I had them up on a wall in one place. So that was really good for me to look at that and go, well, that wasn't just one person. How do I bundle that up and then be that, become that? Because I feel that that's how a lot of people would like a leader to behave. And Katie, as I've mentioned in the earlier part of this episode, she's been at the forefront with GE in launch and running this program and running the workshops. We had a section there where Larry Culp invited her along and had given everyone in GE her book. And here's a photo of Katie sitting up with the CEO of GE, talking about how he had to forget everything he'd learnt, because it was really about the whole leadership piece. It was just an awakening for him to read Katie's book and go, and talk about his own journey. If anybody doesn't know who Larry Culp is, look him up. And there's a lot of videos around how he talks about lean and continuous improvement. And again, it's about culture and learning. And I think that's the reason why he's been so successful. But Katie's in there and really helping him to continue to learn as well. So again, we're just so lucky to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much, Andy. And well, Larry didn't give everyone a copy of my book, but he did recommend that everyone in GE read my book, which was a huge, which I was so thrilled about. People at GE were emailing me saying, Larry brought your book on his summer holiday and is recommending it to everyone at GE. And actually, it's a great resource for learning to build on this. Larry Culp and all of GE held an event in New York City about 6 months ago at the time of this recording, so at the end of 2023, called The Lean Mindset. And all of those videos are available on YouTube. So I encourage you to go look at them. You can hear Larry talk about his vision for leadership at GE, as well as all these amazing professional athletes, CEOs of different companies, from Ford, from Uber, Wolfgang Puck and others, talking about how they're applying what we might call a lean mindset to their businesses. And then Carol Dweck, who wrote Mindset, who also was on my podcast too, and I met her at that event. It was just incredible because it all's tied together. We know what great leadership is. You can strip away the words of lean or, you know, Six Sigma or continuous improvement or operational excellence or whatever. We know what great leadership is. And so going back to this concept of intention, how do we connect with our heart and the impact we want to have? And then how do we actually embody that each and every day and not get so distracted on the outcomes that we need, which we need to deliver. Businesses are in, you know, business to deliver outcomes and value for their customers. But how do we do that? Through developing people, through learning, and through showing up as those leaders that are really like fostering, encouraging, and lifting people up. I mean, it's no matter where I go, the same qualities are listed about great leadership and people's experiences. Doesn't matter what country, what industry, like think about it for yourself. Think about that great leader or coach who made a real positive impact on you. What did they do? And how can you do that each and every day?
And we also talked about what goes wrong. So there's a really good example there around Toyota and how the leadership there has called out and said very publicly that something failed in the character, okay, around how they manage the quality. And so for someone, an organization, I should say, like Toyota, again, reflecting, coming out and saying it out loud that it wasn't that we didn't make cars well, it was our character has failed, and that's the reason why we're having some issues and we need a reset. And all that tightening of the belt is what we talked about, and how that can be like a generational cycle. You get to a point where you are seen as best practice and everything's going well. If the leadership's not right or the direction or the intention's not there and people can't see it for what it is, it'll slip away, and then we'll have these events and these failures where it's all damage control and then people step down or move. Toyota, being who they are, have come out very publicly and admitted that they've got it wrong and they need to tighten the belt, as we said. So having those real lived examples of even what people put up high as the best, hey, that can happen to them too, right? Yeah, that's why it's so important that we have these moments of reflection, and that, again, was a highlight for me today.
Andy, a highlight for me was having you in the room and having so many people just be engaged and present and being learning leaders. So the human, you know, I talk about the leading to learn framework is a leader's purpose comes down to three really essential and easy, actually maybe not easy, but simple concepts. One, set the direction, like where do we need to go? Provide support, like help encourage their people how to get there, give them the skills, the capabilities, the systems and structures that allow them to get there. And three, develop yourself. And so being willing to have the humility to know that we all need to keep learning and developing and growing. It's hard to be a leader. It's hard to be a coach. It's hard to be a human, right? Like to do our best, but it's about each and every day trying to commit to being better and learning our way forward.
Yes, and in that learning, spirit, we did a hands-on practical activity, and it was around, we got some training and some insights in how to coach, the right types of questions to ask at the right times. And we went through an exercise where we actually had to then take that into practice, and each of us had a turn at certain activities, and we would sit there and we would actually have a reflection, a score basically on how we went. And just having someone write down the questions or the things that you said and did when you were taking this approach forward for the first time, you know, with a real problematic issue that you were asked to come to the workshop with, that was kind of daunting in a way, but it was also pretty liberating because they didn't have the history in you, and you just found yourself kind of being forced to ask these questions in a certain way, in a certain time, and getting that reflection immediately, that feedback. That's something that you use the analogy around when you're in the gym. Like you might lift some heavier weights in a short time to build up that muscle to push yourself to see how you went. That's really what happened in that room, and everyone just jumped in. It was really good. There were some people who you could tell were a bit nervous, and some that thought that they were fine, but everybody learnt through that, and putting it straight into practice for me was great, because it wasn't just a workshop training and, oh, when you go back to work in the next 90 days, I want you to try that once. It was, see that? Okay, now we're going to do it. And here we go. You've got 15 minutes and you do this. And so that was great, fun. And I actually, it was the best I've articulated the problematic issue that I'm trying to solve where I am now that I've ever done. It just helped guide me to that place by asking the right questions. So I've got this thing written down that I'm going to take back. And what's next? I'm letting that one drop when I get back to work.
Awesome. I mean, it's important for us to practice, but not necessarily just role play, but like, let's practice on something real, right? So that's super, super impactful. It's been such a great day, Andy, and I'm really appreciating this, Hansei, and hearing the real-time feedback from you about your experience. I mean, my goal is, as I shared today, is twofold: have a great experience in the day, like it was a worthwhile day, but as you said, have something tangible that you can take away immediately that work towards being a better leader, a better coach, a better human being. So Andy, I'll ask the same question. What is the one thing that you are going to practice with intention coming out of today towards getting better and growing your chain of learning?
Yeah, I've been reflecting on that ever since, because we just did so much good stuff, but it's that word intention just keeps coming back. I really want people to see the intention, know what I'm all about clearly, and those types of actions. I think it's kind of with that intention and the openness and also asking for feedback, building that trust. And I really just want at the end of the day that people know my heart's in the right place. I won't always give you the answers, but I'm really here for you and for myself to the end of the day, just be respected, respect others, and at the end of the day, just be happy. So be more intentional. And sometimes the word, when I think about the word intention, sometimes people say, you need to lead with intent, or you need to be more intentional when you're having that discussion. Sometimes it feels like it's a bit of an angry or a bit of an aggressive kind of thing. For me, that process, what we went through today was, no, intention is just you're doing what you say, you're following through, and people, it's real and people see that. So it would have been sitting on the angrier scale of when people said, you need to be more intentional. Like I said, for me, it's about building trust and kind of takes the pressure off. If you're intentional and people know really where you stand, that gets rid of a lot of myths and legends. And for better or worse, people know what they're looking at. So I hope I answered that okay. It's been a big day.
Hey, if you are leading with more intention, connecting with your purpose and the impact you want to have, and being more aware and explicit on and the behaviors that are going to align with that, and sharing that with, like, being aware for yourself, but sharing that with others, like, that's a huge win for me. My whole thing is about how do we live and lead with greater intention, and through that, so much will come. So it's been an awesome day, and I really appreciate this time for reflection. Thank you, everyone, for listening to our, like, truly real time reflection. We're sitting here in on the couch in my hotel room, following, we're like two blocks from where the workshop was. This is real. This is in the moment, and it's awesome to be here in Australia. And I can't wait to be seeing you in Michigan in just a few months. So tell us more about the event that Lean Solutions is hosting, and I'll be keynoting.
Absolutely. What a segue. So, we've talked about a lot today, but we haven't given you everything. So if you want to see more, you need to come along. And it's in September. It's in Michigan, and it's the Lean Solutions Global Summit, and it's all about, the theme this year is about accelerating continuous learning. So Katie's a keynote. We've also got some fantastic other presenters coming along, and we're going to continue this, building this chain of learning. I think that what has been applied in this workshop today, I'm really keen to see what does Andy Ulrich look like when I'm talking about myself in the third person, what's happening there. But what do I look like walking into that workshop and event and all those things that's going to happen there? So 24th of September, Michigan. If you want to know more, go to leansolutions.com. There's some links in the podcast notes on here. So again, Katie, I'm really looking forward to, I guess, coming to you. I'll be heading over the Pacific to see you. For those people out there who've not known a lot about Katie, or want to get in touch, or want to know more about Katie, Katie, can you just roll through some of the ways that people can find out more about you and get in touch?
Absolutely. First, I want to build off of the Lean Solutions Summit that's coming on. And Patrick Adams, who is the president and founder of Lean Solutions, it was recently a guest on my podcast, and there is a special discount for on the early bird registration. So if you go to my podcast, you'll get the link to the $100 off registration for the early bird price up through June of 2024. So go over to chainoflearning.com/12, which is the episode with Patrick Adams. So that's one way you can get in touch with me, is listen into my podcast, Chain of Learning. Of course, connect with me on LinkedIn, KBJAnderson with an O-N, .com. I have a newsletter, and I'm on LinkedIn, KBJAnderson or Katie Anderson. You can find me there. And then my website, KBJAnderson.com. And of course, my book, which we talked about a lot today, which is Learning to Lead, Leading to Learn, Lessons from Toyota Leader Isao Yoshino on a Lifetime of Continuous Learning. So what I shared today in my drawing is that my purpose is to connect people around the world and connect our hearts and minds so that we can make the world a better place. So I really genuinely love the opportunity to be back in Australia, my home city of Sydney, where we are right now, and connecting with people wherever you are, remotely, in person. And I hope to see many of you in Michigan this September as well. So connect, and it's been awesome to have this conversation. And I'm throwing out a follow-up for us, Andy, in 6 months when we're back together in person. Let's conduct some more hansei, some reflection, and about what you've learned by putting things in practice, what I've learned by putting things in practice, and continue to reflect and learn and grow together.
Deal. I so look forward to it, Katie. Thanks again for giving yourself your time. We love having you on the podcast, and we'll talk again real soon. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll catch up with you next time.
Yes, and be sure to look out for those drop bears anytime you're in Australia.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Lean Solutions Podcast. If you haven't done so already, please be sure to subscribe. This way you'll get updates as new episodes become available. If you feel so inclined, please give us a review. Thank you so much.